I'm almost not going to ask a question, Eddie, apart from to say, start talking and just tell us your emotions after that.
Mixed emotions, because always immense pride when you win as comfortably as we did, and the manner of the way we played second half was a joy to watch, really. Rare that you can sit back and just enjoy the football. Mixed winner, I say that I feel for Malcolm Crosby, who I know very well, and there's always two sides. There's the successful side and there's the ones that have been 8-0, so I feel for him.
It was the proverbial boxing match, wasn't it? Particularly towards the end when they wanted to hoist the white flag, I'm sure.
Yeah, but what I asked of the players at half-time was just to be professional and to be ruthless. And we got all of those things second half. It was a terrific attacking play. Some very good decisions around the box, some very good finishes. Some individual highlights, you know, players that will look back on this at the end of their careers, and this will be a massive moment for them. So all in all, it's been a really good day.
The home fans would suggest the game had been decided after 6 minutes with the goal and the sending off.
Yeah, possibly. We started really well. Obviously, Brett takes his goal superbly. Sending off's a key moment in the game. But still, we found out when you play against 10, or play with 10, you can still win games. We did that at Bolton. So it's by no means a foregone conclusion. And that's what pleases me, because we still had to be professional. We still had to do the right things. We couldn't, at no stage did we take liberties. And that's why we've won so convincingly.
And of course, at 3-0, they get a penalty. Artur Boric saves it. I mean, the game could be different if that goes in.
Absolutely right. Key turning points in the game. That was one, for sure. It was a great save down low to his left. He made a couple of other good saves in the game. I think whenever you play, you still, other teams are always going to have a moment in the game. And that's what the big man was there for.
It was a regulation, I guess, in that the first two goals came from your two strikers, Wilson and Pittman, but you've called for goals from elsewhere in the team, and by the end, everybody was getting in on it.
Everyone was, and that's a really good sign. I think that'll do the lads the world of good. You've got Matty's got his first goal of the season, Tequilo's got his first goals of the season, Mark Pugh scored his, I don't know whether it's his first career hat-trick, but he scored a hat-trick. As I say, great moments, and some really good individual displays on top of the goals.
Does the perfectionist in you think it should have been 10 or 11 maybe?
No, the perfectionist in me says that I was really disappointed at half-time. We were 3-0 up, but we hadn't played as we can do. We were taking too long on the ball. We were taking too many touches. We weren't very good off the ball. We hadn't pressed as well as we could. So at half-time, I was disappointed and called for a vastly improved second-half display, and we got that.
Cherries fans have often revelled in the fact that maybe you slip under the radar sometimes. If people know you play good football, but in terms of being a threat to the top teams, I think you maybe stick under the radar. This isn't going to help that, is it? You're firmly on the radar now.
Well, I don't think we are. I think we're still not talked about, not fancied, and I understand that. And I'm quite happy with that tag if that's where we are. All we can concentrate on is what we do in, I know it's boring, Chris, but what we do in training every day and making sure that we continue to improve as a team. And I think if we can do that, I think we've got the ingredients to certainly upset a few people.
Would you take a perfect 1-0 win, or you know, 8-0? Does 1-0 or 8-0 make any difference to you as a manager in terms of getting the 3 points?
You'd love to win 8-0 every week. I'd certainly enjoy it more, but there's different tests, different challenges. You have to find different ways to win. Today was a different challenge. It was 11-10 for a long period in the game. And how good were we with the extra man? Could we make Birmingham run, and could we then exploit the gaps? And we did that, so that's a good sign. And if that comes up again, then we'll know what to do.
Even the Neil Peretz of the Daily Echo knows pretty much everything has been scratching around in his history books. It looks like something like 60 years or so this has broken a scoring record. So your team to have marked yourself in the history books for many, many years to come, I would imagine.
Well, that's always nice. And I think we've done it several times in the last few years. And they're really nice milestones, because you don't set out to achieve things like that. But when they happen, hopefully someone one day will be talking in 50 years' time about this team. And I think that's always nice to think about.
Tuesday night then, how do you approach West Brom now? Because I imagine their scouts here this evening will have been going home with plenty of notes in their book.
Well, I know that they've approached the game very seriously. They've watched us. We know that they've watched us several times, so they'll know all about us and our strengths and weaknesses. I think it'll be a great game. I think it's, I said before, in the Capital Cup games, they're free games for us. They're away from points and the pressure of the league. We can enjoy it. We're enforced to make a couple of changes due to suspensions. So we'll try and pick a team that will try and give West Brom a game.